What's up, QAA listeners?
The fun and games have begun.
I found a way to connect to the internet. I'm sorry, boy. Welcome, listener, to Premium Chapter 239 of the QAA podcast, the Key Bridge Collapse episode. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rakitansky,
Julian Fields,
and Travis View. In the dark early morning of March 26, the MV Dali, a 948-foot container ship registered in Singapore, struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. The collision caused significant sections of the bridge to break apart and plunge into the Patapsco River below. This disaster prompted a large-scale search and rescue operation as several vehicles fell into the chilly waters. Two people were rescued from the river. One had no injuries, while the other was transported to a hospital in critical condition. Six members of a maintenance crew working on the roadway died in the incident. The dispatch calls from the Maryland Transportation Authority Police show just how close the Key Bridge collapse came to being an even worse disaster. The MTA only had a few minutes to shut down the highway as a massive container ship barreled towards the bridge.
Any one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So that until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
Yep, I'm en route to the south side.
I'm holding traffic now. I was dragging, but we stopped prior to the bridge. So I'll have all out of the traffic stopped.
10-4, is there a crew working on the bridge right now?
K-9-1, but yeah.
Good.
Let me stop traffic on this site right now.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. I'm not sure where. If there's a crew up there, you might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
The MV Dali, which is operated by the Synergy Marine Group and owned by Grace Ocean Private Limited, was en route from the port of Baltimore to Colombo, Sri Lanka, when it suffered a complete blackout, causing it to drift out of the shipping channel. Despite the crew's efforts to control the vessel and a mayday call being made, the ship struck the bridge's southwest pier of the Central Truss Arch Span at approximately 1:28 a.m., leading to the rapid collapse of several spans. According to some reports, the bridge, completed in 1977 and designed to accommodate the shipping needs of the time, did not have the modern protection systems that newer bridges are equipped with, such as enhanced fender systems or island barriers. This vulnerability, coupled with the Dali's large size and the absence of redundancy in the bridge's design, contributed to the scale of the disaster. According to a New York Times report, one ballpark estimate of the amount of force exerted by the Dali when it struck the bridge is 142 million newtons. By comparison, the amount of force exerted by Saturn V, the rocket that first took man to the moon, was 35 million newtons at ignition. The collapse not only resulted in immediate human tragedy, but also severely impacted the region's infrastructure and economy. Approximately $80 billion worth of cargo passes through the port of Baltimore annually. As a consequence of the collapse, shippers were forced to reroute cargo to other ports. Now, what is the cause of the total power and propulsion failure of the cargo ship Dali? The truth is that no one can say for certain at the moment. The National Transportation Safety Board is still in the beginning stages of its investigation into the crash, but officials confirmed at a press briefing that they would look into whether watered down or contaminated fuel played a role in the ship's total system loss. But until we get more details about what precisely caused the disaster, we are left with an information void. And where there is an information void, there are conspiracy theories and misinformation that is, you know, not supported by the evidence.
It's so messed up that, like, even just when anything like this happens, like horrible accident or, you know, massive, you know, infrastructure destruction, we just know now, like we know, of course, there's going to be conspiracy theories about it. Like an accident can no longer be an accident. And it would be surprising if, you know, if this happened and there weren't swirling conspiracy theories around it nowadays. It's just it's pretty discouraging.
Oh, yeah. They've been obsessed with this on our conspiracy and just in general. I mean, it did not help that people were tweeting about all kinds of stuff very rapidly. Some of them, having served deep in the government where they would, I guess, find out better information or know better than to do this. But of course not.
Well, I mean, it's because it's very, very easy to speculate and make things up. And it's very, very hard to get an accurate assessment of what happened in an incident like this. It takes time, investigation, and analysis to get a complete picture. Whereas making shit up, you can just do that immediately at your keyboard.
Yeah, but you'd think that there'd be like a slight difference between someone who served in the DOD or the Army and Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Michael Flynn had a long career in the Army, and that does not prevent him from being a conspiracist loon.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like when Teddy is sitting at the window and a human walks by across the street. He doesn't even take a second to pause to see if, you know, there's another dog with that human. He just starts barking. And that's what all the conspiracy theorists have done. They don't even take a breath to offer condolences to the families of the victims or, you know, all of the people in the area who are affected by this this horrific accident. It's immediately click, 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 clack, clack, click, 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 clack. It's the eclipse.
So you're comparing Teddy to Michael Flynn?
I wouldn't do that to Teddy.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, come on.
But Teddy does believe that there is a sweeping conspiracy that other dogs do walk by our window.
And Teddy did take the QAnon pledge.
Yeah, he is eyeing a VP pick.
Now, this tragic incident gave us an example of AI-generated misinformation, which I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of in the coming rest of our lives.
Oh, based on last episode, the fact that I re-listened after it all and still thought, that sounds like me speaking. I'm really not, I don't have the most rosy outlook on that.
Mere hours after the bridge collapse, a minute-long video was posted to TikTok. It just contained a still image of the bridge and the ship. However, the audio is supposed to be a 911 call between someone who fell into the water after the collapse and a 911 dispatcher. However, it is totally fake and AI-generated, and there are lots of clues that's fake and AI-generated. Number one is the awkward, inconsistent tone of the person making the call. There's also the panicked and unprofessional demeanor of the 911 dispatcher. In every 911 call I've ever heard, the 911 dispatcher is always very businesslike and calm. There's also the fact that there's no reason to believe that this call would be public in the first place. I mean, you can make a FOIA request for a 911 call recording, but that information usually takes a couple weeks to get released at minimum. There's no way it would be released in hours. That's not a thing that happened in the early morning. There are more clues it's fake, but just listen to this and bear in mind that this video got 360,000 likes.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello! Oh my God! Please help me!
What? What's happening?
I'm underwater. I'm drowning. I'm so scared. My car is sinking.
Okay, where are you?
I'm under the Baltimore Key Bridge. The bridge collapsed while I was driving.
What? What do you mean the bridge collapsed?
I don't know. It was like something hit it. My car, it's filling up fast with water. Help me. Now, please help me.
Listen to me very carefully. You need to try and open the door or break a window to get out. Can you do that?
The door, it won't budge. It's jammed or something. I'm going to try the window. Broke the window. Water's rushing in faster now.
Excellent. Keep talking to me. Tell me when you're out of the car.
Okay, I swam out. I'm holding on to a piece of the bridge. Oh my God, the bridge is destroyed. He is gone.
Oh my God, you're right. I see it on the news. Okay, hold on tight. I send the signal. The help is on the way.
Okay, thank you so much.
I sent the signal.
I am holding on to piece of bridge. Leonardo DiCaprio is rapidly sinking. There is no space for him on piece of bridge. This is insane.
Piece of the bridge. And oh my gosh, I see it on the news. What? Like this whole like the fact that you're drowning in water while making a phone call. That's a funny image.
It's like they didn't even write a script for the AI. They were just like, you come up with it.
Yeah, ChatGPT guy sinking under bridge and car.
You have been listening to a sample of a premium episode of QAnon Anonymous.
We don't run any advertising on the show, and we'd like to keep it that way.
For $5 a month, you'll get access to this episode, a new one each week, and our entire library of premium episodes.
So head on over to patreon.com/QAnonAnonymous and subscribe.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I love you.
Jake loves you.